Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Welcome back from vacation, and thank you for joining me today.
Glad to be back, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, Israeli intelligence indicates that Hezbollah is rapidly rebuilding its military capabilities and is manufacturing drones and missiles at various locations throughout Lebanon. The IDF, guided by intelligence, struck and dismantled Hezbollah terror infrastructure in several areas in southern Lebanon. As part of the strikes, they struck several launch sites where Hezbollah weapons were stored, military posts that were used by Hezbollah terrorists to advance terror attacks against IDF troops, as well as additional terror infrastructure sites. IDF forces continued to secure 5 strategic outposts in southern Lebanon, enforcing the ceasefire and preventing Hezbollah rearmament south of the Litani River. In the last week, the IDF struck a Hamas training facility located in southern Lebanon. Prior to the strike, steps were taken to minimize the risk of harming civilians, including the use of precision munitions, aerial surveillance, and additional intelligence information. The IDF is acting against Hamas's entrenchment in Lebanon and will continue to operate forcefully against Hamas terrorists wherever they operate. On a positive note, Israel is training 20 young Druze from Syria to become firefighters and sending them home with full gear and a fire truck, not just saving lives, but building bridges. This is how peace begins, action, not just talk.
That will be a benefit to the Syrians. And how are things in central and southern Israel?
After months of large-scale smuggling, the Minister of Defense declares the Egyptian border a closed military zone. The Shin Bet will treat smuggling as terrorist activity, and new measures will be developed to counter drone-based smuggling. Following intelligence indicating renewed activity by armed groups, a joint effort was made by the IDF, the ISA, which is the Israeli Security Agency, and Israel Border Police to begin operating as part of a broad counter-terrorism operation in the area of northern Samaria. IDF and ISA forces will not allow terrorism to take root in the area and are acting proactively to thwart the establishment of terror infrastructure before it endangers Israeli lives.
Wow, Suzanne. Now, what has transpired in Gaza this week?
In Gaza, terrorists exited an underground terror infrastructure beyond the yellow line, approached IDF forces in a manner that posed an immediate threat. They were eliminated. Several other incidents occurred when terrorists emerged. Some were arrested and transferred for Shin Bet interrogation. IDF soldiers are deployed in the area in accordance with the agreement and will continue to act to remove an immediate threat. An IDF engineering unit destroyed 8 rockets that were ready in launchers in Gaza, which could reach as far as central Israel. The body of Dror Or, one of 3 remaining deceased hostages in Gaza, was finally returned to Israel by a Palestinian terror group. Dror was murdered by Hamas terrorists and abducted from his home in Kibbutz Be'eri on October 7, 2023. Dror was a chef specializing in dairy cuisine, worked at the Be'eri Dairy producing boutique cheeses. May his memory forever be a blessing, and may God comfort his family. Now the bodies of 2 slain hostages remain held in Gaza, Master Sergeant Ran Gvili, an Israeli policeman, and a Thai national. Prime Minister's office indicated the government and the entire security and rescue system of the State of Israel are determined, committed, and working tirelessly to bring back the 2 remaining falling hostages for proper burial in their homeland. The Hamas terrorist organization is required to uphold its commitments to the mediators and return them as part of the implementation of the agreement. Israel will not compromise on this and will spare no effort until they bring back all the hostages. The IDF, through Intel and Discovery, have found underground tunnels beneath civilian homes as Hamas built an extensive tunnel network. Above ground, thousands of structures served as weapon storage facilities, firing positions, and command centers for terrorists. Additionally, armed terrorists operated from inside an elementary school, and beneath it a tunnel shaft led to an underground tunnel.
Wow, that is mind-boggling. Is there anything more, Suzanne, and how would you suggest that we pray this week?
Some interesting facts and information. For the first time in almost 2 years, the Bank of Israel is lowering the interest rate by 0.25%. A new rain record was set at a location in Samaria. The Meteorological Service Center reported registering 128 millimeters in 4 hours. The intense downpour marks an exceptional short-term accumulation for the central region. 26 of the 28 living hostages were at the White House this week. President Trump said, quote, "You are not hostages today, you are heroes," unquote. Indeed they are, heroes beyond our understanding. Finally, a gathering took place in the Knesset this week, which is the Israel parliament, among politicians, Christians, and Jews, for time of sharing information and praying together. These gatherings are increasing in frequency. How exciting. With that, I recommend the following strategic prayer points with thanksgiving. The final return of the two remaining deceased hostages to Israel for proper burial. Protection and good intel on potential terrorist plans in Lebanon, Gaza, and Judean Samaria. November 22nd, Lebanon celebrated its Independence Day. Pray the Lebanese people are free from Hezbollah to be fully independent. Having courage to stand up against and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada. Comfort for those mourning and dealing with PTSD. And declare Psalm 46 over Israel. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. Glad to have you back. And to our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.